Well, the simple statement was from Gordon Moore was double the number of transistors every 2 years. Somewhere where I became aware of it, I was also informed that Moore's law was going to die in 10 to 15 years. And I thought that was true at first, but then after 10 years, it was going to die in 10 to 15 years. And then at one point, it was going to die in 5 years. And then it went back up to 10 years. And at some point, I decided not to worry about that particular prognostication for the rest of my life. Which is fun. And then I joined Intel and everybody said Moore's Law is dead. And I thought that's sad because it's the Moore's Law company. And it's not dead. And it's always been going to die. And, you know, humans like these apocryphal kind of statements like, we'll run out of food, we'll run out of air, we'll run out of room, we'll run out of, you know, something. People think Moore's Law is one thing, transistors get smaller. But actually under the sheet, there's literally thousands of innovations. And almost all those innovations have their own diminishing return curves. So if you graph it, it looks like a cascade of diminishing return curves. I don't know what to call that, but the result is an exponential curve. So then there's the observation of how small could a switching device be? So a modern transistor is something like 1,000 by 1,000 by 1,000 atoms, right? And you get quantum effects down around 2 to 10 atoms. So you can imagine the transistor as small as 10 by 10 by 10. So that's a million times smaller. So that's a million times smaller.
1,000 by 1,000 by 1,000
atoms.